Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 51. You're listening to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 51. I'm Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development, located here in beautiful Los Angeles, California. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about staying in on a Friday night. Let's listen in.
It's Friday night, and my roommate and I feel like staying in. We've both had a tough week at work and decided to have a low-key evening. On my way home, I stopped at the video rental store and rented a couple of movies. I got a new release and a classic. I thought I had left my membership card at home, but found it at the last minute. I like going to my local rental store because it doesn't charge late fees. That's handy when I don't have time to return the DVDs the next day. My roommate and I were feeling too tired to go out to eat, so we decided to order in. We mulled over the takeout menus from restaurants that had delivery service and couldn't decide which restaurant to order from. The trouble was that we had never eaten at the two restaurants nearby. Ordering from either one would be a crapshoot. In the end, we just decided to order a pizza. I called the restaurant and placed our delivery order. About a half hour later, the delivery person came to the door. I asked him if I could pay with a credit card, and he said, "Sure." I handed him my card, and he wrote down the number. Then I signed the slip, and I added a tip to the total. He gave me a copy of the slip as a receipt, and then handed me the pizza. I was really glad to get it. I was starving. With our movies and the pizza, we were all set. There's nothing like a night at home, vegging out to get over a hectic week.
We heard Lucy talk about what she and her roommate did on Friday night. A roommate is a person that is staying with you, that lives with you. You can also say a housemate. Normally, when you say a roommate or a housemate, you are referring to someone who you are not romantically involved in, or who is not usually one of your relatives. Lucy and her friend decided to stay in. The expression to stay in means to stay at home, not to go anywhere during the evening. The opposite of staying in is going out. When someone says, "I'm going to go out tonight," they mean they're not going to stay at home. they're going to go to the movies or to a party or wherever they're going. Lucy said that she and her roommate had a tough week at work. A tough week, as you probably know, means a difficult week, a hard week, a week with many problems. They decided to have a low-key evening. Low-key means calm, relaxed, not with a lot of excitement. You can use that term low-key to talk about an evening or a morning or a time of day. You can also use that to describe a person. He's very low-key means he's very calm, he's very relaxed. Lucy and her friend went to, or her roommate went to, the video rental store. As you can probably guess, a video rental store is a place where you can rent movies, videos. Nowadays, mostly DVDs, though some video stores in the United States still have the old cassettes. Lucy said that she got a new release and a classic. A new release is a movie that is just been put out on a DVD or is just now available on DVD. We use that term new release for movies. We also use it for songs. A new release is a new song that is just come out. A classic, of course, is a movie that is an older movie, but that is considered a very good movie. We use that expression, it's a classic, to describe movies or books or anything like that. That is usually old, but considered of very high quality, to be very good. Lucy had left her membership card at home, but she found it at the last minute. Your membership card is the card that, like your credit card, except it is for renting movies. You have to have a membership card, meaning you are a member of that store's club or group that you can rent movies from. We have membership cards for gyms, for going to the gymnasium. If it's a commercial or private gym, they have a membership card, and you pay for the membership card so you can use that particular place. At the last minute means, as you can guess probably, right at the very end of when something is possible. So we sometimes say to students, don't wait until the last minute to do your homework. Means if you have to do your or hand in, give the teacher something tomorrow morning, don't wait until 10 p.m. at night to start it. That would be waiting to the last minute. Lucy said she found her membership card at the last minute and that she liked going to that particular local rental store or video rental store because they don't charge late fees. Late fees are a fine, money, that you have to pay if you bring the DVD back late. Libraries, for example, in the United States, if you bring a book back a day late, you have to pay a fine or a late fee for bringing it back late. Lucy said that it's handy to use her particular video store because they don't charge late fees. When we say handy, H-A-N-D-Y, we mean convenient or easily available. We also use that term handy for talking about a person who is very good at fixing things. The old expression is a handyman. If you're a handyman, that means that you are good at fixing things. Lucy and her roommate said they were too tired to go out to eat, so they decided to order in. To go out to eat, as you can guess, is to go to a restaurant, to go somewhere else other than your house. To order in means to stay at home and have something delivered to you, something brought to you by the restaurant. They said that they mulled over the takeout menus from restaurants. To mull over, M-U-L-L, to mull over means to think over, to think very carefully, to look at very carefully. They mulled over the takeout menu. There are three ways you can buy food from a restaurant. You can eat in, meaning you eat at the restaurant. You can have it delivered, which means they come to your house with the food. Or you can get takeout. Takeout means you order from the restaurant, you go and you pick up the food and take it back to your house. Many restaurants that have takeout menus also deliver, and Lucy and her friend found a restaurant that had delivery service, or the ability to bring the food to you. Lucy mentioned that the trouble was they had never eaten at the two restaurants before. That expression, the trouble was, is a common way to introduce a problem that you have. For example, I'm having difficulty figuring out or deciding which pen that I want to buy, for example. And I would say, well, the trouble is I don't know if I want black ink or blue ink. So it's the way you can introduce a problem. Their problem was that they hadn't eaten at the two restaurants before. Lucy said that ordering from either one would be a crapshoot. A crapshoot comes from the gambling game called craps, where you roll two dice, and there's a board, a long board, and you roll the dice hoping to get a certain number. Dice, of course, are those little white things that you use in gambling that have a number on each side. One of them is called a die, D-I-E, and two of them are, or more, are called dice. Craps is a particular game where you use dice. A crapshoot here, however, means that you are gambling. You don't really know. It's something that is unknown. So deciding between two things and you don't know which one, you sort of pick randomly. I'll take that one. It's a crapshoot. You're not sure what the result. It will be luck to get something good. Of course, the word crap is also a vulgar term in English, a very similar to garbage. We say that's crap we mean that's terrible, that's bad, that's garbage. But that's a vulgar, informal expression. You do not want to say that to your boss or your teacher, at least if you still want to work at that job. Lucy later said that the delivery person came to the door and gave her her pizza. She gave him her credit card, and she then signed the slip and added a tip to the total. The credit slip or the credit card slip is the little piece of paper that you sign. We call that a slip. A tip, you already know probably, is extra money that you give a service person or a waiter for good service. Usually in the United States, it's between 10 and 20%, depending on the service. Lucy said that she was glad the pizza arrived because she was starving. To starve literally means not to eat food, to die from not having enough food. But here we use it informally to mean very, very hungry. Lucy ended by saying that with their movies and the pizza, they were all set. When we say someone is all set, we mean they're all ready. I'm completely ready for something. Are you all set for your trip to San Francisco? Means, are you ready? Have you prepared? Have you done everything you need to do? Lucy said that there is nothing like a night at home vegging out to get over a hectic week. To veg out, V-E-G, to veg out means to relax, but not to do anything very intellectual, not to do anything that requires any work. So vegging out would mean coming home, sitting down, watching some stupid television program for an hour or two, and not doing anything very active. To get over means to recover from, to get over the effects of something, means to get better from that situation. Finally, hectic week is a week that has a lot of activity, too much activity. If you are too busy, then you are having a hectic week. I hope you don't have a hectic week. That's going to do it for ESL Podcast today. Remember, our website is www.eslpod.com, and you can email us at ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.